Today's reading begins in Psalm 11, verse 1. Psalm 11, verse 1. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. Psalm 12. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord, I will place him in the safety for which he belongs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. These were three very short psalms for our reading today. But let's think about what we've read. Psalm 11 is structured like a lament psalm, even though there's no specific petition for help that is there, but he mentions that he's taking refuge, fleeing to the mountain. He is expressing confidence in God. I think we can understand the desire to flee away from harm, and that's the picture that is here, but the only fleeing that is happening is into the refuge of God. And perhaps David was receiving some sort of advice to flee to some stronghold or such, but the confidence in the Lord stands when he states the Lord is in his holy temple. He's on his throne. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. He tests the righteous, and his soul hates the wicked. Psalm 12 is still a lament psalm, except that this one is written specifically for a worship situation. So it wouldn't be an individual lamenting, but it would be an assembly lamenting about these different situations of the flattering lips and the ones that are boasting and all these wicked things. So he's looking around, he's seeing that there's so many liars that are around, you know, save us from this. Verse 5 is like a response from God. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. And then the end of the psalm is praise for God answering such a thing. So if we put this in kind of a worship setting, then we can realize that this is not that far different from some of the hymns that we speak about today. Hymns where we might express that we're vexed by different things in this world or this life, and the Lord should be the answer, and praise God for being the answer. Psalm 13 goes back to an individual lament. He keeps asking this question, how long? And that's a really tough thing for followers of God to realize that God is so powerful and all-knowing, and yet we don't see action the way that we might think it ought to be. And God's timetable is not our timetable. But when we're in the midst of distress, crying out to God, our desire is to see something immediate happen. So when it doesn't, maybe we might ask that question, how long? And the psalmist doesn't really mean that the Lord forgot him, but he's expressing the way that he feels. He wants this deliverance, he wants this help described in verse 3 and verse 4, and then expresses his trust and his faith in God at the end of the psalm. So think on these things. Help them, let them help you to be able to deepen your prayer life, learn some things from these psalms, and as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.